You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
This is Describe by Perfume Genius. And on the line, we've got Mike Hadrius, aka Perfume Genius. Kia ora, Mike. How are you?
Good. Hey.
Hi. It's lovely to chat to you. I'm very excited that you're coming back to Auckland to play a show for us at the Power Station, and you're bringing with you Hand Habits as well. It's been a long time since we've seen you here. 2018, I think, was the last time.
I know. It's been a long time since I've been there. It's been a long time since I've played shows. So I'm out. We're out.
How does it feel to be out? Because you've been, working on new music, I know, but also this beautiful album Set My Heart on Fire immediately. I mean, you haven't really even had much of a chance yet to celebrate this one in the world. How does it feel to be, I guess, getting back out there and performing for people?
I mean, it feels really good. It feels better than it ever has. And in a way, I wonder if it would have felt this good if the pandemic hadn't happened, you know? I don't know. So I'm happy where we are, because I feel way more connected and way more happy. I don't know if happy is the right word. I feel way more into it and feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm staying in the place spiritually that I like to get to a lot longer than ever before. And so I feel really good. It just feels really fun.
I think that's really awesome to hear. I feel like when we saw you last, you played with Aldous Harding, and I think it's interesting what you're saying about like a spiritual place for you performing, because I think you create that world for an audience as well. People feel very much like they're welcomed into a slightly different time and space maybe at a show like that. What, I guess, was the world you were thinking about when you were creating Set My Heart on Fire? Because it is a real universe of an album. What was it like to write and now be performing with 2 years under your belt?
I don't know how to explain it, really. I mean, a lot of it is just, it's little pieces, and it's like a quilt almost of like memories and feelings and inspirations and things I want and don't have yet. things I won't really be able to do unless I pretend, you know. It's just it's a lot of things all at once. And I guess what it's really satisfying about making music, making the art around it and the videos, is that I feel a lot of competing energies a lot, and I feel like pressure to pick one. And the music is a way where I can kind of curate and have, you know, eight happen at the same time and have it be really, have a lot of grace in it still, you know.
And you have,
I don't know if that made any sense.
No, that totally did make sense. And I was going to say, you have kind of got a team around you of friends and longtime collaborators, and some, I guess, new band members as well. I'm thinking about Hand Habits being in your touring band now. What's it been like exploring with that little community around you, this world you've made?
Well, what's wild is we did tons of rehearsals. We did so many rehearsals for the live streams we did, and for any of the shows that we did. And so we played together. We played the set a million times just on our own, you know. So we got to a place with it that I hadn't even shown it to other people yet. We'd never had an audience, you know. But I think that is what is one of the most fun parts about touring right now, is just the band and just it almost feels like summer camp or like some post-apocalyptic like tribal thing, you know.
Yeah, I think that's such a good description of it. There is a bit of a post
chaotic, yeah,
post-apocalypse like vibe. Yeah, totally.
I think we're supposed to be traveling and playing shows still. We're doing it anyway, and it feels very kind of rebellious and like sensational to be kind of free.
Absolutely. Feeling. I wanted to ask you about the dance performance that you created. Well, you made this beautiful sound score for is it Kate Wallach, who's the curator, the choreographer of that? And this is, I think, what's going to be forming some of the basis of Ugly Season, which is the new album you're working on. Tell us a wee bit about what that whole process was like, because that must have been new territory for you, working in a dance space.
Yeah, I mean, it influenced Set My Heart on Fire, I think, was almost a direct influence of my experience working on the dance with Kate and her company, because it really kind of rocked me. It was, I mean, I had never done, I have no formal dance training. And so being in suddenly in dance in a rehearsal where I'm supposed to physically be moving and like lifting people and holding them and being held and like all this kind of really intimate, bizarre stuff. I mean, I'm not a dancer, so if you touch me, then we are friends, you know. And so I had like 10 people touching me. It's like, okay, we are all in a really wild relationship together right now. And I realized that I really like that feeling. And I feel like, you know, happiness is a feeling, and being connected is a feeling. It's physical. And it's something I never really thought of before. I thought feelings were kind of ideas for a long time. I thought like concepts and the things I thought about, that was feeling. It isn't. Like, it's an actual physical sensation. So when I had people around me and I had like community and I could feel it and I could see them, and when my body felt, you know, like warm and like I was taking care of it and, you know, reaching out for people and they're reaching out for me, like that was very powerful to me. And I especially creatively, because most of the times I make stuff by myself, and I feel like a lot of the things I make are born from me not being able to share them in any other way besides making songs. And so the dance was me sharing these kind of like untapped, deeper feelings in, I guess, formats that I wasn't used to, that I don't know. I think, you know, and I'm old. I'm not like doing new formats very often anymore.
Yeah.
I like formats that I figured out, and I do not feel like changing them, you know? So it was.
That's so interesting. I feel like the Describe music video, you've sort of shown the audience that feeling, I guess. It's hard to talk about feelings. I can see what you mean that you think.
It was just like a big fantasy. I just made everybody do what I wanted them to do. I wrote them all parts. Like, what if we all were on this deranged farm and, you know, David, what if we fought, but we loved each other and we had knives? and blah, 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 you know. It's just this sort of psycho whatever.
It was beautiful. Yeah. And it was, I think, you could feel the influence of that dance work you've been done on that video, but also on the album. But I wonder what it's like once you've tried a new form like dance to then go back into music making. Do you think it has, I guess, influenced the process of writing or like the actual construction of the music for you?
I think so. I mean, because I have no concept of dance. I don't know. I don't know a lot about it. I haven't watched a lot of performances. I don't know a lot about choreographers. So when I was performing, I had no idea if it was good or not. It was just pure feeling, you know. Mm. With music, I do know if it's good. Like, yes. I'm obsessed with music, and so when I make a song, I know if it's good. At least, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I have an idea of where it sits with all of my music that I've already made, music that I love, and, you know, stuff like that. And so it's kind of satisfying to go back to a place where I feel like more in control, but it's also nice to take this, how pure it was to not be worried anymore, not be as self-conscious and not, you know, kind of try to infuse some of that in. Mm. And I think that's how, like, you know, you kind of stay young in the things that you're making.
Yeah.
Not that young is the best, but I guess stay less self-conscious and less self-censoring.
Mm. What do you think Ugly Season is going to feel like when you are sort of putting this one out in the world? Because it has been stuff you've, some of it you've gently released in the past. We've heard a couple of the tracks from it. But what do you think it's going to sort of feel like to have this one out? Because it's quite different maybe to the processes you've done for records in the past.
It is, but it was really important to me that it was an album. So I didn't want it to sound like accompaniment. I didn't want it to sound like textural, or have any of the ambient parts feel like supplemental. So I made a record with Blake, who I make all the last three records with. And, you know, there's some pop structures in it, but a lot of things are kind of longer form, and maybe I didn't feel so stuck in making pop music.
Mm.
But it's not that far, it's not that far in the experimental zone, I don't think. It's just maybe kind of more formal, and there's a lot more instrumental parts to it. I don't know. I really love it. I think it's really good.
I'm super excited to hear it. I'm so excited to see you perform as well. You're bringing Hand Habits with you as part of your band,
yeah.
But also they're going to be opening for you as
yeah.
well. And I know that that's been something you've been doing for a wee while. How does it feel to be, I guess, having Meg in your crew now and also doing their own amazing world building on stage alongside you?
I mean, it feels good. We're a kindred spirit, so it just feels like a family event, you know. And I love their music, and I love the way that they write lyrics and the place that they come from. And, you know, we come from a similar kind of hippie place. I mean, the output is not exactly the same, but we kind of come from the same place. So it feels really good. And I feel that's kind of why the you know, I tour with Alan, who my partner, and we've been together for 13 years or whatever. And the band, you know, we haven't played that long together, but I just love them. And I think that's really important.
I think we might end, Mike, on listening to Hand Habits track Just to Hear You, which you're also on. I wondered if you could talk a little bit about this song and what it was like for you being involved in the process of making this song.
Meg sent it to me and asked me if I wanted to sing on it. And I said, of course I would. And then I went over there and sang on it. And Sasami produced it. It's such a good song, I think.
I think so too. Mike, thank you so much for chatting with us. We're so excited to see you here in Auckland in just a couple of weeks' time, actually. We'll see you at the Power Station on the 6th of June. And you'll also be playing in Wellington on the 7th of June as well. We'll look forward to it. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.